the tooth fairy. We had the Irish character in Bash case.
The Dunga.
Well, what's the Nenlich way to do in all the Dunga?
Oh, the Nea Stutt. This is for Anna. They were blitz Hansi the Meal, that's a Hen Houston sandwich. To have that the soup. Ich war not in the Kari Kumsch no mit Ochs and Kumsch ins Basement, no schmacht es gut. As Schofleisch, the cover.
Ich hab das nie mehr gesehen, da hat man leider auch kommen, es nicht anerkennen.
Ja.
Ist es erlaubt?
Well, ich wollte noch just mal etwas weise. Sie haben, weil ich finde kann, wo ich mein Son-in-Law ist ein Spätglies, ich hab da du, lest das mal. Du hast besser, ah, hat er gesagt, ich habe das letzte Spiel.
Was ist es?
Ah, guck mal an, Miller Spiel da.
Oh! Wo ist es?
Da. Greeting. Da. Ja, Greeting.
Oh, Miller! Ich hab's ja gleich genug selber mein Typewriter.
Oh! Why, da. Das ist, was ich mal verkaufe in der Sünde. Oh. That is not noticed.
Ich geb da den Brief wieder, sorry.
Oh, that list, this is an open communion. Now the mannsleid is all right, da kann kommen wieder sind. Aber die Weibsleid wird nicht still. Na, lesen mal. Die Weibsleid kann nicht kommen, ich so. Na, lesen mal.
The practice of the covered head will be observed.
Verstehst du now? Yeah. The practice of the covered head will be observed. Uh-huh. Now have you been questioned by the Ora Medina? Which was the Ora Medina saying?
The deacon. The last paragraph.
The deacons in the church. They serve at the...
Oh, what about the effort of church?
Yes, the communion, the feet washing, the soup and the bread and the wine, yes. Uh-huh. And then Sunday morning, then they have the fellowship meal following the churchmen. Everybody goes down in the basement and they have a meal.
So there's no communion, foot washing, or Leavers Bowl Sunday morning.
No,
that's all Saturday evening.
Yeah, they call that the second day of the fellowship meal. It's when the congregation gets together and sits together and talks and eats. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that? Freindschaft.
Freindschaft, I guess you call it. The Freindschaft. No, fellowship.
Freindschaft
means relatives.
Freindschaft in Pennsylvania Dutch usually refers to all the relatives. Die Freindschaft. Die ganze Freindschaft war da.
Die ganze Freindschaft means
all the relatives were here.
Die Freindschaft. Fellowship means.
What's fellowship is also?
Gemeinde.
No, we don't
Gemeinde.
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 Gemeinde is the Gemeinde.
The Gemeinde, the congregation.
Well, that's a fellowship. They're fellowshipping together. They're worshiping together.
But I mean, he's thinking of a general word for fellowship. Do we have one in Dutch?
Overall,
I don't believe we have a word that fits fellowship. I mean, Gesellschaft, we don't have Gesellschaft.
Fellowship. What is two fellows in a boat? Well, that's fellowship.
Forget to talk.
No, but what's the reason they put this in? Our church teaches that the women have the prayer wailing on for worship.
That's what I was going to ask you.
But it's coming in quite a number of brethren churches that they don't do it anymore.
Well, in effort, haven't they gotten away from it in
effort? Yes, but perhaps not 100%.
No, you mean it's
obvious. But the younger people don't do it. And you come over to the older church and you will see it coming into our church too.
And the young women.
Yeah, but now when we practice love feast or when we accept members into church, we receive members into fellowship, then they are, c'est un peu monde.
What do they wear? What do the women put on their heads then?
I suppose as you travel you see it, but some of them have just a little wide cap, just so it's a symbol of it, that's all. The head isn't covered, like these girls have.
Yes, if a woman came who was not a regular member,
For love feast.
For love feast, she would, you would you were just, if she put a scarf or something over her head, that would be sufficient.
I don't know what they plan to do, but they must have something in mind.
I know the first time they've decided now to commit.
Well, we've had it before, open communion, and we had them coming in without. See? But that was throwing a reflection upon our members, and our members said, well, you let them come in, so why must we? See what I mean?
But those girls have to wear the thing on their head all the time, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Now, they're no members of the church.
But they're not.
No.
Yeah.
Not if I understand their religion correctly.
No, they're probably, they're too young.
Until they're married. Mm-hmm. I think they stay that way until they're married.
They must join the church before they can be married. They can only be married in the church.
Well, yeah, open until marriage, you know, I guess.
But first they join, then they...
The
minister wouldn't marry them if they weren't members of the church yet.
They're first allowed to go to church after marriage.
No, the other way around. I'm pretty sure. You must be married in the church. So they would have to join the church first.
The ministers
aren't allowed to marry anyone out of the church.
If a Mennonite would marry a brethren, he would be excommunicated,
that's right.
And that minister would not marry him.
That's right.
They have to go some other place to do it.
They have to leave.
What you say they must marry in the church would be they must marry in their faith.
Right.
They can't reach out. Now these are the teen Mennonites. They would not be allowed to reach out into another faith.
Yeah.
Or they'll be excommunicated. The Amish are the same way, are they not? They're called the Hickory Amish or whatever it is.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Well, Akshtanma and Akshtosa.
No, but that's interesting. I hadn't heard that term. What's a Hickory Amish?
Well, he's excommunicated from his...
Oh,
he's not allowed to take communion.
Why would he call
his Hickory? Fellowship.
Yeah.
Well, that's a name that they give him. I don't know why.
Is that right? I didn't know. I've heard that Hickory Homage.
They call him the Hickory Homage. He's a rebellious man.
He's been excommunicated.
He's not one of them.
They handed him a bond. Or what? They handed the bond. What's up, my dad?
The grace man.
The bond. Sending the bond. You do. I don't know what the expression is. They have a term.
But I know.
But you can't ban someone who's not a member of the church.
No.
They're not officially on me until they join the church.
There are some people who marry like that. They marry out of the faith, you know, but then they keep them hiding. Husband and wife don't eat together.
No.
But why is that?
Well, that's the scriptures, that's the one. If an unbeliever marry a believer, you know, and put them hiding, don't eat with them.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. If I read the scripture correctly, that's not what it means. I don't. To me, it means that if I have a brother in the church who is who is not living up to the faith, you know, and who has been counseled, and he doesn't adhere to the counseling, then don't eat with that man at communion. Don't let him take communion with you, because you're a partaker of his evil deed. First he has to repent, and then come back. Then it's okay, but so don't let him eat with you. That's what I look at it. You can interpret it differently.
Yeah.
What for community do you do?
How large are
we? Yes, this is community of the world. 1,000 people attend.
The brethren?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know 200. It was at last count, 250,000, I think.
And the Brennan Church is spread from here to the West Coast, isn't it?
Oh, all over the States and in the far land. Our church in Austin. Well, my church that I belonged to first, where I started from.
Yeah.
This was a split off, and this started in Germany. The Church of the Brethren started in Germany at the Schwarzenau.
On the Eder River.
Near Kassel. By Mack. I think it was all on Mack.
Alexander.
Alexander Mack. Alexander Mack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up in the.
Peter Miller.
Not Liechtenstein. Oh, what's the name of that part of Germany up there? It's not in Hessen. It's part of Westphalia.
Oh, well, that's where.
What's the name of that general area there, the Schwarzenau?
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I've been there. I have old picture slides from the area. Ah, so Liechtenstein is right. Wittgenstein.
Ach, Stein Wittgenstein.
Stein Wittgenstein.
Stein Wittgenstein.
It's in the former. What is it? Province of Wittgenstein.
But it's a part of Hessen.
No, are you sure?
Stein Wittgenstein.
Jeder Part.
1706, it was right, but I forget which one.
It was celebrated there, and I couldn't tell you really if I'm looking.
Either 1706 or 1708.
I read the history of the Church of the Brethren when they came over here.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you.
And about 20 years later or so, then, or was it 1720? 1720, I think they came over to Pennsylvania, and they didn't stay at Wittgenstein.
Well, they came down to Germantown,
right,
someplace in that section they set up. And then Peter Miller and this cloister at Ephra, the cloisters at Ephra, that was founded by an offspring of the, he fell away from the...
Weissel was in that group for a while.
Yeah.
And Peter Miller was Reformed Minister originally. Well, what I told me off.
You mean like a stitch in time saves nine?
Yeah.
Or a barking dog doesn't bite you.
No, I really wouldn't know of any just like
man
that.
Man muss ihn noch, wie ist es so, man muss Deck?
Noch die Decke
schicken. Muss ich ihn auf die Deck schicken?
Was?
Schickt ihn auf die Deck.
Ja.
Well, that's one. Schickt ihn auf die Deck.
Man muss sich auf die Decke strecken. Man muss sich anstrecken.
Schickt ihn to the Deck. That means fit yourself to the climb or...
Oh, yeah.
Well, literally, it means you have to sleep according to cover. If you have a small cover,
that's what it means.
That's what it means, literally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I have $10, then don't spend $11.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
What it means.
Yeah, by extension, then that would be the deal.
Schick dich to the deck. Schick dich according. Behave dich according to...
Es schickt sich.
Dadurch sei, wie ist auf der Kopf nach spricht. The Hals nach spricht der Kopf abschnitten. Well, that's one.
I haven't heard that one in Dutch.
Du sprichst der Kopf nach. Du hast das Spannchen von deinem Kopf nach strecken. Ja, man spricht nach, du riechst der Hals abschnitten.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
So that means don't take a chance, man. They're going to get you.
Yeah. And you put your head out of your...
Put your neck on.
Yeah.
Put your neck on.
Oh, it must be something else.
Get him the finger and I will the hand.
Yeah, get him the finger and I will the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Get him the finger
and I will the hand.
And then the gun's hand. Now, those are some of them. I think that's what you have reference
to. Yeah. Yeah. Give me an inch and we'll take a minute.
Yeah.
Proverbs or proverbial expressions.
Get him a
soul
and
I'm in
the
foos. Oh yeah, so that's a translation, of course.
That's from what give him an inch, I'll take a mile.
Give him an inch, I'll take
would be, get him a
soul
and
I'm the foos. Soul is the Dutch word for
an inch. Soul.
Soul is the Dutch word for inch.
But it's just a joke, really. I mean,
that's a good.
If you would go to these old fables.
Did your father tell stories?
Like what stories?
Book stories.
No, he wasn't too much for that. He didn't believe in that. But he told a couple stories still like it. One time he was out of the human lights and global group of age. There was water in love and all, and he thought some John Messmer. Wish to us that we'll lead Hexacon. I can't have a. I thought I can't have a 20 horses. Nej, nej, jag kan inte. Tjota, Bill, kan du ha ett kynke du? Nej, Bill, vill du kan? Ja, håll en sån, jag kan. Nej, gå ahead, du såg det mest snart. Nu håll en sån, nej, Bill, du nej. Nej, Bill, du nej. Nu kan han köka ett kynke du har. Och så förstår jag. Så var det här trinkt, förstår jag. Aber, nee, ich guck schon alles.
Can you tell it in English?
No, I told her.
Well, my dad said, can you be witch? My dad's a witch.
Yeah.
He can, yeah, thanks. He can bewitch you.
Yeah.
He can bewitch you. He can make the new shit in hands.
Yeah.
And Bill said, Messner said, nah, Bill can't do that. Yes, he can. He did it already. Then they said to him, go ahead, Bill, do it, do it. Make him shit his pants, make him shit his pants. And Messner said, no, Bill, don't do it. You know, so he was almost there.
He was there. He believed in it in spite of it.
Yeah, he believed in it in spite of it.
Almost, sure.
Living down on the farm at the end of the woodlot, we cut down the trees to make railroad ties. Then the top of the trees we cut up for stove wood, for firewood, for the Radistown people. But I had to send down for water to these German people, and I could hardly understand them, but I remember what they said yet. They said, es blitzenden, es hageln am Himmel her, es kommt ein Donnerwetter. But
es blitzenden, es
hageln? Es blitzenden, es hageln. Well, I think they said hageln. It's lightning and thundering in the heavens, we're going to get rain.
Hagel is
blitzenden, donnert.
Blitzenden, no, they didn't mention donnert, they said hageln.
Agu would be hailing, it's hailing. Huh?
I remember
Agu,
I know that the thundering is donut. I know that, but they didn't use that term. A splits of them is hollow. So they didn't use the thundering, you know, they used the hollowing, for the rolling. You have it. You do not expect it. You do not expect it.
Where was that family living?
Well, when you go up Adamstown to up the Blue Crossroads, I think it's called the Moons, or is it the Bowman? The Bowman's Road ends and Moon's Hill Road begins, and you go up, like, you know, up toward, the Line Mine, up in there.
But were they recent? They'd come from Germany.
They had just come from, from Germany. They were originally from Germany. They weren't born over here. They immigrated across. But they used that language.
How do we say it's hailing in Dutch?
Schlozen.
Oh, Schlozen, yeah.
Now, what is that the correct way for hailstone? Schlozen. Schlozen. Is it on Schlozen?
Well, the hagel that you said before, that means the hailing.
Well, then where's the Schlosser from?
I don't know.
You heard that, where's the Schlosserlich?
Yeah.
It means it was hailing.
Yeah. Well, they're dialect words that are not, the words in German dialect are not represented in High German.
Switzerland and Germany. But I have
home in Josh.
Which generation are you?
I could tell you if I guessed his family tree. But on the Ludwig side, on the Lied side, no, the Lied side came from Switzerland. The Ludwigs came from Germany. And Jake Ludwig and there is a family tree of Edith, but we have a Ludwig reunion in September.
When did the Ludwigs come over?
You had me, I wouldn't want to take a guess on it. I don't know.
Well, the Beans, if my mother's a Schlebach, the Beans and Schlebachs came over in the 1730s.
Well,
I would suspect that the Beans and the Lublis probably came over about the same time.
You see, I have...
Because it's an old name.
I know. Now, somewhere along the line, I fall in double for Lublis. Mm-hmm. You know, like they didn't change their names in marriage because the Lublis married a Lublis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But then it comes out where the Leeds sort of branch off of that again.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bishten Shay, Bashtel, Bishten Wish, Bashtel, Lama, Mai, Bashtel, Bishten Net, Kannst mich hau, Gucker, Kannst mich hau, Lacher, aber Heier, Kannst mich net. Das ist alles, ich weiß, yeah. So weit. Yeah.
Did you understand it?
You're a nice man, you're an ugly man.
Yes, you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
But I, lovely guy, but I don't want to marry you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Have you heard this or something?
No, but I...
place right here. In this area.
Stone Hill.
Oh, Stone Hill.
Steinberg.
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 Oh, Body Gisberg. Yeah.
This. And for that reason, hill here. Them hard rocks, you know. You
right.
Push them babies new out.
Yeah. What kind of rock is that?
Iron rock.
Iron rock.
Yeah.
What's his name? Died.
Eisenstein.
Is it pomegranate, do you think?
So it's a form of it.
Was it Stein or Stay?
Stein or Stay. We call it here Stay.
Stay, without any N on the end.
No N.
Stay.
But the adjective form has Steinig. Well, the adjective would be Steinig.
Steinig. Steinig.
Steinig.
That means a lot of it. Yeah. But the noun has no N on it.
So it's Steybarig.
Steybarig.
I would not have recognized
stone,
that.
Yeah,
Steybarig. Yeah,
stone
Hill.
I don't know if there's a stone. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
See the sign, Stonehill?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Stonehill Road.
When he wrote Stonehill, I knew immediately where he meant, because I didn't know which, I just didn't know which house.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Anybody from this area knows.
Oh, here's something.
Where the Steinbach is.
How many, do many places have names in Dutch?
That's a good question.
In addition to
That's
names in English.
That's a very good question. How many places? Now this is an example here.
Yeah.
I can give you an example, but go ahead. Where I was born.
Bowmansville.
Bowmansville.
By Pointville we have our we have our election. That's a list of Bruckner. That was Bruckner.
In this Bruckner what house is that?
And Red Run is the road 2.
That's where I was born. The road 2. Yeah.
Honstown is the Honestedtl.
Yeah, Honestedtl.
Yeah.
And then from Holstein, there's the Noodle Doozy.
Yeah, Noodle Doozy. Okay. We should have forgot to ask you, can you tell, you know how Noodle Doozy got its name?
They're apparently different stories.
Well,
I don't know.
Some of them aren't all decent.
Not Doozy, my bon noodler, huh?
Yeah. Noodle Doozy, I think, is the most colorful Dutch name we have for any place, Noodle Doozy.
Yeah.
Because everybody says, Noodle Doozy, Noodle Doozy. They really want to know, what's main cell? What does that mean? Noodle Doozy.
Say this, then I have to get ready to move.
Yes, we have to let you
in go. The afternoon newspaper, I think it was this past week, you knew of the Noodle Doozy meeting house? Did you know of that?
I knew that there was one there.
They had a picture of that in the afternoon newspaper.
Ah.
Yeah.
This, oh wait, what is
Noodle
it?
Noodle Doozy.
That would have been last week.
I think it was last week, paper, but I gave that to my daughter, Gilbertsville.
I have it at home.
Well, check. I think it was this past week. Noodle Doozy. They had a piece in about an Albright. Do you remember the evangelical man Albright?
Yeah, he
preached there. He started the church there, I believe, at Noodle Doozy.
Was it
Jacob Albright. They had
Jacob
a history
Albright
of it
there.
That almost be. But I like your road too. I don't know why they call it.
I suspect that that was the name of the hotel.
That's another name. The old road through the state is crack, bis on the knee, und kann it weg.
I didn't
know that. Well, that's so many. If you think of it, you
know. Yeah, use.
Oh.
But a phone user.
Oh.
Up the road, but no, he's a phone man. He had a Utah phone and a Colorado phone. And he had no kind of the office too, but I knew the broker had called our company to call Colorado.
He
visited us his neighborhood though and when I felt over on the office changes it though. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. I'm